I wasn't sure I would make the trip, to be honest. My friend Tom Woods is about to publish the 2000th episode of his super popular podcast, The Tom Woods Show. If you don't know of Tom, he's a legit rock star in the world of libertarian culture and politics, which basically means he's got more than three followers, but I digress. And that's a bit of an inside joke for people familiar with libertarian culture and politics. Well, I began following Tom's show around 2013, probably around episode number 40. I had known of Tom for many years prior to this, while I was far more immersed in libertarian culture and politics than I am now. Most people don't know I was once employed by the John Birch Society as a field coordinator for the state of Minnesota in 2005, and I participated in a number of events and rallies supporting Ron Paul when he ran for president in 2008 and 12. So that might explain my values and political leanings just a wee bit. Well, Tom and his show helped me get through some dark days, particularly my last year in the military, 2015, while I struggled mightily with my conscience and my involvement in what I had grown to believe was a highly immoral activity. I'm referring to war in general, not necessarily participation or being employed by the military. I know and I respect many people who are in the military, and I take no issue with their personal decisions. I'm referring to my own beliefs and my own conscientious objections to the practice of war. I was in Vietnam for the first part, the first half of this year, 2021, living with my wife, when Tom announced on his show and his newsletter that he was approaching episode number 2000 and was going to throw a huge party in Orlando, Florida to celebrate. So I immediately went online, got a couple of free tickets, hoping against hope that Sana would be with me in the U.S. to make the trip. But I was compelled to return to the U.S. in August of this year, minus my wife. And because of that, I thought, and because Sana wasn't with me, I thought, maybe I'm just not going to go. Who wants to go to a huge party all by himself, right? But as the date of the event, October 16th, approached, I just couldn't shake the thought. Of course, I want to support and congratulate this man who's played a pivotal role in my thinking over the last decade or so, but I've got a child to take care of. I've got a business to run. I've got stuff going on. But then some serendipitous circumstances occurred which convinced me that I was meant to go, that I should go ahead and just make the trip, and boy, am I glad I did. It was a short trip. I arrived in Orlando about 6 p.m. on Saturday the 16th for an event that began at 8 p.m., and I was out of the hotel the following morning about 9 a.m., so I didn't exactly get to see the sights of the city. I was there for one purpose, and that was it. The event itself was, well, eventually will become episode number 2000 of the show, but it was definitely not the typical podcast episode with some opening music, introduction, a guest, closing music. The event was over 4 hours long, so it remains to be seen how long the actual podcast will be once they finish editing. And then Tom himself, the erudite, the master of speech, eloquence, a legit genius, says at the beginning of his speech, "Y'all aren't going to learn a damn thing tonight." And of course, the audience loved it. Raucous approval. So I suppose you could call it a variety show with a bunch of libertarians who are more libertarian than comedian putting on their comedian pants for an evening and just making the best of it, which is to say that I give them an E for effort. Each of the segments in the show could have been about half the length and would have been equally as entertaining, but I digress. The entertainment was not the reason that I made the trip, nor did it make up even a fraction of the real value of the event. What made it special was we were celebrating not just an individual who has persevered and stuck it out to make it to 2,000 episodes of his show, which is reason to celebrate to be sure, but the huge community of folks who listen to this show, who identify with it, and gather inner strength by listening to the show and by gathering together at events such as this. That is the secret sauce of any successful podcast: community. People ask me all the time, how do you make money with a podcast? My answer is always the same. You get people to listen to it, and then you sell stuff to them. It's easier said than done. Getting people to listen to a show in this media jungle is like getting a bunch of cats to sit down and listen to an hour-long Presbyterian sermon. But when you focus on that one thing, community, it's doable. Not easy, but doable. And what is it that really builds community? A common interest, a problem that needs to be solved, an issue or a cause that touches people in the deep recesses within their soul that cannot be soothed scrolling on a newsfeed or watching a baseball game. That is what I saw Saturday night in Orlando. Yeah, the entertainment was a bit lame, but that's not why anyone was there. People were there to support a man who's the host of a huge dinner party, served 5 days per week via his podcast feed. People tune in from all over the world to be better informed on the issues of the day, from a perspective they relate to and a source they trust. Actually, to think about it, the truly entertaining moment in the show came about 15 minutes before it ended. A guy who is frustrated with the affairs of the world, was unfamiliar with Tom and the audience and really the message, the mission of the show and of the community, and really didn't have any creative outlet with which to vent his frustrations, and who had way too much to drink, interrupted the final act of the evening. The speaker was author and speaker Michael Malice, and Michael was wearing a face mask because he was doing this ventriloquist act, which was okay, but he's not a ventriloquist, so he just put on a face mask to hide the fact that his mouth is moving. Well, this inebriated, pent-up ball of unrestrained anger at the world walked to the front of the stage and began yelling at Michael, "Take off your face mask! What's wrong with you? Why are you submitting to these people?" He went on for a few moments like this, giving the one-fingered salute to the crowd. It was a little crazy, and Tom and Michael Malice were clearly caught off guard by this unplanned interruption. A couple of audience members pulled the guy away from the stage. They managed to get him to the side, but he was just carrying on, yelling and screaming about how everything is just screwed up in this world. I actually went up to the front to see if I could be of any help, and truth be told, what I saw really touched me. My services as like a faux security guard were not required, thankfully, but what I saw was very touching. In any other situation, at any other event, this guy would have been dragged away. Probably the police or security would be called. He'd spend a night in jail and basically have his life ruined because of his indiscretion. Well, not here. The guys around him were encouraging him, saying things like, "Hey, we're all upset at what's going on. Hey, man, hang in there. We're here to support you." It was inspiring. And after all the nonsense that I've been going through with my son's mother, the last 3+ years with courts, custody issues, lawsuits, legal action after legal action after legal action, it was a breath of fresh air to see people respond to this guy who was clearly out of line, but in a peaceful, non-threatening way. In fact, after the show, I was in line to shake Tom's hand, and boy, was it a long line. And this same guy actually was there. I guess his friend was standing behind me, and he came up to his friend, and he was kind of apologetic. He said, "I'm really sorry for ruining your event." You could tell that he really felt bad about it. And I just said, "Hey, man, you didn't ruin it. You made it entertaining." Everyone around laughed, and the guy shook my hand, and all was well. The thing that really stuck out to me from this event was commitment. Sure, it takes commitment to publish 2,000 episodes of anything, let alone topics that go against what passes for respectable opinion among the gatekeepers of polite society. But it also took commitment for everyone there to make the trip from all 50 states, 8 foreign countries, we were told. Commitment to stick to one's guns when you believe you're in the right but everyone around you is telling you you're wrong. It definitely motivated me to keep publishing episodes of my music-themed show, as well as get a few more projects that have been on the back burner to the forefront and begin putting out great content. The way I see it is this. If some guy with degrees from Harvard and Columbia can turn out to be something of value in this world, I say anyone can. Why not you? Why not me? There's really no reason why not, unless, I suppose, we say otherwise.